When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron Ugly is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler Milner is behind the glass. And y'all, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. In fact, let me put it in the words of Tyler Milner. Texans Ticket Tuesday, mother effers. So look here. Here's the deal. If you're out there and you're listening, look, good luck. Good luck to you. But what you need to do is to make sure you call your mom and them, call all your friends, and make sure they're listening to Sports Radio 610. Really, if you're just doing it now, yes, it's late. But you need to do it now. The more ears you have, the more phones you have calling in, the better chance that you have to win these tickets. And we're talking about front row tickets to see this Sunday's matchup between the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills. This is a monster game. This is a monster game around the NFL. This is the first AFC opponent that the Texans have faced that, you know, there's a lot of folks that pick the Texans to be better. There's a lot of folks early on that picked the Bills to kind of slide back a little bit with no Diggs. By the way, didn't he mention it earlier? The Diggs factor, the Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs factor of those two playing each other. Mm-hmm. Look, I'll be honest, at this point in time, I think there's probably a lot more made about that relationship and that drama, if you will, than probably was real. But I think there was something there. So there's a little bit of meat to sink your teeth into.
Diggs is supposed to talk this week.
Yeah,
it's going to be all about Josh Allen and the Bills.
Why wouldn't he? It's going to be his brother. He played great, you know, great friends and yada, yada, yada. But I tell you, man, it's a monster game. Again, whether you're in NFL circles or Houston Texans circles, this is a monster game. You want to be in a building. We know the Bills obviously had a little bit of a hiccup last week against a really, really good Ravens team that somehow come back to all of a sudden just, I mean, the Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson thing is better than advertised. At least it was last week against Buffalo.
Yeah, if that didn't make you say, woo, damn.
Golly, boy. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you, I know we ended up trading for a running back, and we were in the running back market, and we went up to Saquon Barkley and didn't get it and traded for a guy, Joe Mixon, and he's been injured. So you can say the same thing about Houston in a sense of disappointed in maybe not pursuing and maybe landing one of those bigger fish in the running back market. Mm-hmm. I would get that conversation. I like Joe Mixon, but I would get that conversation.
Were you all in on Derrick Henry for the Texans going
yes.
after him? Okay.
Saquon Barkley was one. Derrick Henry was two for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was not, but you got to understand, though, I'll be completely transparent. I'm never a guy that just leans into father time taking over on a guy until I see it. Like, I don't go, well, a guy's 29 and boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hell, he still was who he was last year. You know, not that Derrick, I'm not talking about Derrick Henry in particularly, but I'm just not one that leans into age, especially when you're talking about freaks like Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. So, but where I was going with that was, boy, if you're the one that didn't land a running back that's in a rough spot right now, is in boys up 45 Dallas. It's rough. But anyway, Texans ticket Tuesday. One of the best teams in the NFL coming to NRG, and the Texans are believed to be in the same category. You may or may not believe that, but we'll find out on Sunday. You can win tickets right here in the 5 o'clock. Hour. All right, one thing with the Houston Texans. We're going to play a little Would You Rather here because what happened was...
Astros or Texans, we doing?
What'd I say, Texans?
Yeah.
I'm in Astros.
Okay.
I'm in Astros.
Just
sorry,
double-checking.
I'm juiced. I'm talking about the Astros here. All right, the Astros manager, Joe Espada. We got a game going on right now, 3-0. What are we in, top of six?
Yes, sir.
Top of six here, and the Astros are losing 3-0. But Joe Espada, he is not... named a starter for game two of this series. And so before he names that starter, which I believe he said is going to happen after this game, we'll see what kind of mood he's in. We'll see if he gets there. In fact, hell, let's hear Joe Espada. Here's Joe's pregame comments about not naming a game two starter yet.
Hi, Joe. Do you have your game two starter set?
You know what? I'll announce that postgame.
Does the result of today impact your game two starter?
No.
There you go. Today, the result does, which I find it hard to believe that. If you're up 1-0, I think there were... I mean, I don't know. I think it would. I would hope that it would somehow impact that. But nonetheless,
I have one key reason as to why I don't think it should. And ultimately, it answers the question that you're going to ask here. Would you rather?
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we're playing the game then.
Yeah.
That's Joe Espada. We're going to play this little Would You Rather game. And Tyler Milner is the most game host like. I think person on the drive on a day in day out basis. So damn it, I'm gonna turn this old steering wheel over to Tyler and let him do his thing.
Sterner, Bajani, come on down.
Let's play some. That was a little bit of an old man voice mixed in with a little growl. I like it.
Yeah, this is becoming a favorite of the drive. We're gonna play a little Would You Rather Astro style. And you just laid it out there pretty beautifully, Clint. Obviously, today, Framber got the start for the Stros. He is out of this game. Stros down 3-0. Would you rather arms edition for the Astros as they hope to get past this wild card round? We don't know who is starting game two, and game one's not looking great. So in game two tomorrow, if you're Joe Espada, the manager of your Houston Astros, would you rather start big game Hunter Brown, or would you rather start?
You say
I love Kikuchi.
That man that you say Kikuchi.
Who say? I say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi or Hunter Brown, boys.
Sorry, game host.
No, you good.
Sorry, Tyler. I didn't mean. I was not giving my answer away. I was just letting y'all know. I was just that's the conversation we have around Kikuchi. You know what I mean, yeah. Sean?
Am I going first?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, you're not a guest. Hell, you're family. But
I'm more than capable of going.
Yeah,
first.
You are. You are more than capable of leading this off here, bub. Ain't no doubt about it. So yeah, would you rather you say Kikuchi or big game Hunter Brown?
I almost blew my answer a couple of seconds ago, but I don't think for but just one reason it can be anybody else other than Hunter Brown. He last pitched on the 23rd of September. Yusei Kikuchi last pitch on the 25th. Now, I'll preface this by saying whoever is going to pitch tomorrow, I think already damn well knows. So there is that. But on the potential that they don't yet, and Joe Espada is going to break the news to either Yusei or Hunter after the game, Yusei Kikuchi has to get 14 hours of sleep before a start.
Yusei.
He has to.
Well-rested Kikuchi.
He has said that multiple times before, and you can't screw up a guy's sleep pattern and like habitual preparation and just wait until at the conclusion of this game. Like, you're going to screw Kikuchi's sleep pattern up, like his routine pregame.
I'm just saying. Like, I let it slide once. I can't let it go again. Would you please stop?
Kikuchi? You never want to screw the Kikuchi, man.
You're talking about screwing up sleep patterns of Kikuchi. I can't take you serious.
Kikuchi needs its rest.
Choose your words.
When
more
you
wisely,
have
so.
Used Kikuchi so much this season, and Kikuchi has been so good for you, this season.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kikuchi is almost undefeated.
Are we still talking about
and
the
some people will tell you that Kikuchi is always undefeated.
Keep going, Vajani.
I mean, he did it to me. He's just like, you know, I'm like the wind-up toy. He's pulled the string.
He's falling right in line with the drive.
No, I really do think, I'm serious. I don't think it's going to be Yusei. Because he's on a little bit shorter rest. Now, he's plenty well-rested, but he's on a little shorter rest than Hunter Brown. I think it makes more sense for Hunter to go against the Tigers, especially in what could be a very pivotal game, too, because he's had more success against Detroit. I think while both pitchers have done really, really well, Hunter and his stuff against this Detroit lineup, just from what I've seen today, I think would be overpowering in a very pivotal game,
yeah.
too.
I tell you, I'm gonna go big game Hunter Brown too, but it's I think it's, I mean, I'd really like to go Kikuchi so I could try to break your record of how many times you just said it in a short span of time. But I'm gonna try to be a little bit more professional since I'm driving today. But I mean, here's the deal: we just saw them see the ball. They saw it really well off of Framber Valdez's hand and off that left-handed side. And look, I know I agree with you. Framber didn't have his best stuff, but they saw it well.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.